Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If God should give you the complete answer to your question, why, chances are you still wouldn't understand. To know that in your pain, your darkness, and your despair, He is there and He cares is better than knowing why He allowed something. I couldn't help thinking that as I read two letters which happened to arrive the same day. Both were from women who had been married exactly 26 years before philandering husbands walked away from their vows and their families for someone else. One wrote, "We were married for 26 years, and he came home one day and said he no longer loved me nor wanted to be married to me. I was truly surprised to learn that he had been having an affair. I had no idea." Pouring out her grief and pain, she adds, "I just cannot understand why this happened, why God allowed this. I know that God did not cause this, but He allowed it. Why?" In marriage seminars, I often ask, "How many people does it take for a marriage to fail?" Most respond saying, 2. "No," I reply, "just 1. No matter how much you love the other person, when one turns his back on his vows and says, "I want out," a marriage is history. But, and this is a hard and fast rule, 2 people suffer. 2 must deal with their guilt. Obviously, the one who failed feels guilt. At times, it seems that the one who went wrong was the real winner. The friend who wrote says, "He just married the young lady he had an affair with, and they have a new home and a wonderful life. Why isn't he suffering? Why is he getting away without any pain?" That's the same feeling David had when he saw how the wicked prospered and seemed to get away with wrongdoing. See Psalm 37. Then he reminded himself that God doesn't overturn the will of the person who chooses to do wrong, and though he appears to get away with it, God has his payday someday. Yet the reality is both feel guilt and pain. The one left behind, the one who wanted to make the marriage work, often feels a load of undeserved guilt. She thinks, "If only I had kept myself as attractive as the other woman. If only I had been thinner, a better cook, more attentive to his needs, less selfish." The "if only" or "what if" scenes play out an ongoing dissonance of guilt, which makes you suffer and provides no answer. Another person with even more difficult challenges found refuge in God and took her grief to the Lord. She wrote, "It has been a rough time for me struggling with the collapse of my 26-year marriage, losing my job and not yet finding a new one, and most difficult of all, helping my 3 daughters cope with their pain. Please pray for my family and for me, that I may come to know God's will for us to do what He wants me to do." In times of difficulty, I have learned to fall back upon Him who said that God sent Jesus His Son to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them who are bruised. Psalm 147 says, "The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Friend, when you become a victim, you have 3 choices: denial, revenge, or run toward God with all of your pain, your questions, and your grief. He's the refuge that none can destroy. He still gives peace that no one can take away. He will embrace you with compassion and healing, the kind that nothing can destroy. Run to Him. He'll receive you with open arms. There are some questions that we will never fully understand this side of heaven. But how much better is it to know that we can turn to God, not turn on Him? Don't blame Him for the stupidity and the failure of someone else who had a will of their own and turned away from God and you. But run to Him as a refuge. He'll receive you. We'll send you this in print, or you can get it from our webpage at guidelines.org.